Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Voters in Colombia narrowly rejected a peace deal with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in a referendum Sunday. The no side received 50.2% of the vote, even though pre-election polling predicted it would go the other way. Opponents of the peace deal focused their criticism on provisions which would have reintegrated the rebels into Colombian society. Syrian rebels and pro-government forces clashed Sunday on several fronts around Aleppo as the country's military command called on militants to lay down their weapons and evacuate the contested city. The government's attempt to penetrate Aleppo's opposition-held eastern side has been accompanied by a relentless campaign of airstrikes by Russian and Syrian warplanes. Syrian state media reports the army promised rebels safe passage if they cleared out of Aleppo's eastern sector. University of Pennsylvania's Ian Lustig says stiff rebel resistance could undermine the assault.
I don't think that they can sustain this for a long time, but possibly long enough. I think the world is mobilizing its voice, but very little else. The only thing I think that would stop this, other than their decision that it cost them too much and bad publicity, is anti-aircraft weapons in the hands of the rebels.
UN estimates 275,000 people are trapped by the government siege in Aleppo. At least 14 people were killed. It happened in an attack on a train in the Democratic Republic of Congo's southeast. Attack believed to have been carried out by the former Ninja Nisilulu fighters, a former rebel leader, Frederick Binsamu, also known as Pastor Ntumi. This is VOA News. Afghan officials saying the Taliban has launched a coordinated attack on Kunduz in the northeastern part of the country. Spokesman for the Kunduz provincial governor said Afghan forces had repelled today's attack. Taliban claims to have taken control of several checkpoints in Kunduz, which was overrun by the Taliban in September last year, the first time the militants had taken a major urban center since launching their insurgency 15 years ago. Low voter turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though citizens voted in support of the government's opposition to any future mandatory EU plans to relocate asylum seekers. The government claimed a sweeping victory, but analysts said that the result was an embarrassing but not totally catastrophic defeat for Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Monash University Europe analyst Ben Wellings on Orban's position with regard to the EU migrant policy.
It would have been stronger for him if more people had voted and endorsed his initiative, but he can still push the barrow and say, well, a lot of people in Hungary do not want these mandatory quotas for the so-called burden sharing of refugees, and that's really what he wants. He's just trying to put pressure on the concept being pushed from Brussels and Berlin that refugees should be settled throughout the European Union in numbers proportionate to the population of the member states.
Nearly 400,000 migrants passed through Hungary last year while making their way toward Western Europe. Migrant numbers down significantly this year. Hurricane Matthew is moving toward densely populated Jamaica and Haiti, unleashing winds that could destroy homes, down power lines, and cause torrential rains. Landslides and floods would be likely. As the Caribbean's worst storm in nearly a decade, Matthew has winds topping 230 kilometers an hour. Cuba, also in the path of the Category 4 hurricane, President Raul Castro traveled to the southeastern city of Santiago to oversee emergency operations just before the hurricane is due to hit. This man lives in Santiago. He says people don't want to leave their homes, but they have to. He says, we don't want to lose our lives. On its current forecast track, Matthew's center will glance past Jamaica today, dumping heavy rain as it makes landfall on Haiti, then head to Cuba. Meteorologists have said it's possible the hurricane will eventually track along or near the U.S. East Coast, brushing the state of Florida, but it's still too early to tell. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.